So today's the gospel is the extension of yesterday's gospel. Yesterday, you know, we talked about John the Baptist. John the Baptist was having the question about Jesus. Like, you know, if I remember all the prophecy, John the Baptist asked the messenger. Okay, a little bit. I'm sorry. Try to summarize it. I need to share a little bit more. I try to expedite the homily, but I guess I need to slow down a little bit. Then. So yesterday, the scripture was John the Baptist was in prison, dungeon, the darkness, and then he heard about Jesus, but the way that Jesus did was a little bit slow, I think, from John's point of view. John thought that the Messiah was coming this way, but Jesus was presenting himself this way. So he had a little doubt and say, "Are you the one? Are you the one?" And Jesus gave the Isaiah 25 and 35, I believe. Yes. And he gave the messianic prophecy and telling John that, hey, now you know. That was the talk. Now today we are hearing Jesus describing who really John is. And then good point is here. What did you see, John? I mean, John is not the prophet that you are picturing. You know, no fine garment. You know, he's kind of weird, so to speak. But he said, Jesus said, he is prophet, but more than prophet. He's the messenger. When Jesus said this, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, from the Jewish point of view, they're talking about Elijah. In other words, when the Messiah is coming, there's a messenger, there's an Elijah, there's a great prophet coming back and telling that he is the Messiah. And Jesus is actually using the exact same thing. Basically, what Jesus is saying is, you think that Elijah is coming, and then Elijah hasn't come yet. That's what you are thinking. But here he is, John the Baptist. Actually, John the Baptist is more than prophet, he said. In other words, he becomes a bridge of all the from the old covenant to new covenant. We all know this, but at the time, they did not know much about it. So John the Baptist is not simply just a mere prophet. Rather, he becomes the bridge between from the old covenant to new covenant. New covenant made by Jesus Christ himself on the cross. So, Jesus is telling the people who he really is. And the Pharisees and Sadducees who knew all these things, when they heard what Jesus said, they could not help but recognize the scripture. Because they knew the scripture well. When Jesus pointed out all these things, they knew exactly who Jesus was. But yet, let's read a little bit further. If you happen to read the today's gospel, there's a parenthesis, meaning this is the same Luke inserting his comments. So in other words, Jesus didn't say that. He's actually inserting this comment and helping us to understand the situation here. Let me read it this one for you. All the people who listened, including the tax collectors. Oh my gosh, terrible people. Betrayer, horrible people. Who were baptized with the baptism of John means not just only all the tax collectors, but tax collectors who repented their sins, acknowledged the righteousness of God. But the Pharisees and scholars of the law, who are supposed to understand this more than anyone else, who are supposed to identify Jesus more than anyone else, who are not baptized by him, huh? Interesting, isn't it? In other words, they are arrogant. They have their own agenda. Repentance is not their agenda at all. Reject the plan of God for themselves right there. Rejected the plan of God. That means they knew what the plan of God was, but they rejected it willingly. For what? For themselves. Right there. My brothers and sisters, we have two sides too. We have tax collector side. We have Pharisees and scholars of the law side. We do. Sometimes we pull down our heart upon God and say, Lord, have mercy on me. And we promise ourselves to God that we will repent, we will live our life according to the law of Christ. But at the same time, we have the moment by arrogance or by our own will, for our own sake, for my own gaining, for myself, we reject plan of God. We reject divine will. So there's a tension there all the time. Then we have better than the John the Baptist. We have sacraments. We have sacraments. Yesterday we heard we had Advent penance service. A lot of people came for repentance. And today also we hear confession. Tomorrow we'll hear confession. And we have a mass. Jesus comes to us. Whether we are ready or not, whether we accept him or not, he's coming anyway. We have a better than the messengers. Jesus himself is coming to us through the form of sacraments, in a sense. We are so blessed. Even more than the people at the time of Jesus, we have more than the better than the prophecy, so to speak. But here we are, still we struggle. These tensions are there. So, my brothers and sisters, this Advent season, let's get close to Jesus more than ever. Whether there's a tension or not, whether we are leaning toward the John the Baptist side or whether we are leaning toward the Pharisees and scholars of the law side, either way, good thing is that Jesus comes anyway through the sacraments. If we need to repent, sacrament is available. If we need to know Jesus better than, more than any other time, we have sacrament available. It's such a blessing time to us. So therefore, today when we receive Holy Communion, let's ask Jesus to give us that grace. We have Jesus coming to us, not the messenger, Jesus himself coming to us. And when we receive Jesus, we recognize our struggle, but at the same time, we appreciate Jesus who's giving us more than the messenger. Let's ask Jesus to guide and lead us, because he is our truly the Savior of the world.